Good afternoon. I'm Rusty Melberg. News time, 12 noon, 91 degrees outside. It's going to stay that hot and humid the rest of the day. Maybe some thunderstorms later this evening, as we'll hopefully get a cool down following today. If you were in Sheboygan around 11 this morning and you heard a siren going off, you were hearing an inadvertent test. Sheboygan Police Captain Steve Cobb said a test of the sirens is done every other Wednesday to ensure they are in working order. However, they were activated today by mistake. There was no weather-related emergency at the time. Cobb says they will perform their test tomorrow at 11 a.m. as planned. The Obama administration may be open to an international diplomatic solution on chemical weapons use in Syria. White House officials say efforts will get underway at the United Nations today on a Russian proposal which would put Syria's chemical weapons in the hands of international officials. Syria has reportedly accepted the deal. Lawmakers at Capitol Hill still debating the issue, and some are skeptical that Syria and Russia will actually go through with the promise. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi says she's willing to give them the benefit of the doubt.
We should give it a chance. Give this a chance. And then we'll see how serious the Russians are about it.
House Speaker John Boehner says he's skeptical of the actors involved, those being Syrian President Assad and Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Obama is still scheduled to make his case for military action against Syria in an address to the American people tonight that's scheduled for 8 p.m. A baby's death is being attributed to a case of co-sleeping in Milwaukee. Police say a 2.5-month-old boy was sleeping in a bed with his 8-year-old brother and 12-year-old sister Sunday night. His mother discovered the baby unresponsive the next day and says the 8-year-old had rolled on top of him. A cause of death has not been determined, and police say the infant's parents gave them conflicting reports. A Sheboygan man will spend 1 year in jail for a burglary incident in Sheboygan back in June. Judge Timothy Van Akron sentenced 24-year-old Devin Trompte in Sheboygan County Court Friday for a burglary charge. Three other charges of theft and bail jumping were dismissed as part of a plea deal. Trompte entered a residence on the 600th block of North 9th Street back on June 13th and took a laptop, cash, and cigarettes. In addition to the jail time, Trompte will spend 4 years on probation. A man who is charged with 10 counts of possessing child porn will be prosecuted on a federal level. We get more from Eric Grillert.
David Weaver had been charged in Ozaukee County in August for allegedly using Skype to coerce teenagers into performing sex acts. Now the district attorney says federal prosecution is necessary after investigators discovered he recorded those sex acts and shared them with people online. The federal law for possessing child pornography carries a minimum prison term of 15 to 30 years. A judge has ordered Weaver to be held without bail until his next hearing in a week.
For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
Police say they found more than 2,000 videos involving at least 100 victims in the U.S. and abroad. A gasoline spill at Mercury Marine's Plant 15 in Fond du Lac last night led to an evacuation of the plant. Fire department officials say about 50 gallons were discharged into a large tunnel. Because of the hazardous condition and threat of ignition of vapors, the building was evacuated while firefighters ventilated the building. Mercury had a remediation company clean up the spill. No injuries were reported. Fire crews were on the scene for several hours. A vote today by union workers for Oshkosh Corporation will decide whether the union will reopen contract extension talks with the company. The union's contract doesn't expire for 3 years, but that's what the company is asking for. Otherwise, it's threatening to build a military vehicle elsewhere if the company wins the contract. Oshkosh Corporation hopes to get a $13 billion contract with the Army and Marine Corps to build a replacement vehicle for the aging Humvee. The company is seeking a 5-year contract extension with the union. A logging company that started Wisconsin's largest forest fire in 33 years has been ordered to pay the costs of fighting the blaze. The DNR said yesterday it would bill Ray Dewar Logging of Rib Lake about $630,000. The fire began May 14th in Douglas County and burned 7,400 acres, destroyed 17 homes, and caused dozens of people to evacuate before the blaze got under control the next day. Authorities found that the logging crew started the fire with sparks from a cutting machine. DNR Bureau of Fire Protection Director Trent Marty said the company failed to keep a fire suppression system working on its equipment.
There is an opportunity that that equipment can cause fires, and that's what the fire suppression equipment on the machinery is for, and it was not fully charged or operational.
DNR officials said they did consider citations against the logging firm, but the agency said the case was not strong enough to take to prosecutors. Governor Scott Walker has proclaimed this week Wisconsin Ports Week, bringing attention to the economic roles communities along Lake Michigan and Superior have in the state. Sherry Waltz, WisDOT's Harbors and Waterways Program Manager, explains the dual importance of commercial ports.
Port facilities are linking cargo-carrying ships to the state's network of highways, railroads, and airports, moving over $1.6 billion worth of goods and contributing 10,000 jobs to Wisconsin. That cargo is valued at more than $8 billion and equates to about 40 million tons of cargo that's being moved by the 29 commercial ports located in Wisconsin.
Waltz says the DOT awards grants for harbor-related improvement projects around the state at both public and private ports.
Examples of grant projects include dredging of waterways, dock facility improvements, and creation of new facilities such as dry docks or travel lifts.
The Harbor Assistance Program got its start in 1980, and since then, nearly $113 million in funding has been awarded to benefit more than 80 projects. Quick check of your weather forecast. Hot and humid for the rest of your Tuesday. Chance of some thunderstorms by evening and overnight, and then we cool off into the 80s and eventually the 70s and 60s by the end of the week. Current news time is 12:06 as we head on back to Rush Limbaugh on 1330 WHBL.